You are listening to the Holistic Travel Nurses. I might even have another nurse on here. I'm super excited about that. I have a couple things for you this morning. People send me things, and I wanted to start with those two things. I have people that send out stuff. And I have something else I found, and then we'll chit-chat about it. Let's see. Let's play this one first. I have no idea who this is.
Did not exist before the death shot, the poisonous shot.
Whoa. Okay, let's back it up a little. I want you to hear it from the beginning.
Good day. Good day. On a Sunday, August 8th, 2021. Our topic today is COVID did not exist before the death shot, the poisonous shot, the vaccine, the so-called COVID vaccine. After the COVID vaccine, the death shot, poisonous shot, people are starting to get COVID, which really is vaccine injury and spreading it to other people by their breathing poisonous gas out or some sort of mucus touching. So before the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, there was no COVID. It was all PCR tests. The inventor Kerry Mullis said his PCR was not to be used as a test. Back in 1993, he got a Nobel Prize for it. He wanted to debate Fauci back in the 90s because Fauci would use the PCR. He would test people and say, you have HIV. So let me give you this chemo drug that'll kill you, AZT. So Fauci has been killing people since the 90s. He's an evil, satanic, demon-possessed man that's going to go to the pits of hell, and he's going to burn forever. So Kerry Mullis, they killed Kerry Mullis in August of 2019, right before December, when everybody started saying, oh, COVID. Because the inventor of the test would have said, no, it's not a valid test. You could cycle it up to 38 to 45, which is a lot of positives, or you could cycle it down to 28 to 30, which is more negatives. So whatever the government wants to do, oh, we want a lockdown, let's cycle it up. We want to get people to take the shot, let's cycle it up. After they take the death shot, the COVID shot, let's cycle it down and act like it's working. So they're about to cycle it up again. So the hospitals were not that, they were pretty much empty when COVID first came out before the vaccine. They were empty. Because they weren't doing any other operations on other things like heart or cancer or whatever have you. They were just doing emergency work. And so the insurance companies made a lot of money because they weren't paying out any insurance. And people were still paying their premiums. But then after the COVID vaccine started, say around February, March this year, in 2021, and now and then April and May and June, and they're still pushing it, still pushing the death shot, trying to get as many as Americans as they can to take it. And this shot will kill you from the day you take the shot to within 10 years. Somewhere in there is going to kill you. They expect most people that take it not to be able to work, not to be able to function in 3 years from the day they take the shot. And I would imagine most of them would be dead by 5 years. So you have like 36 months once you take the COVID death shot. And then after that, you're not going to be able to work. Most people are not. I expect that it already killed over 1.2 million people, and they're hiding the death. The COVID vaccine, the death shot, has already killed 1.2 million. And they're going to keep killing people with it. It's a depopulation weapon. It's a bioweapon. But more, it's a depopulation weapon. The COVID vaccine is a depopulation weapon. We will never hit, the world population is at 7.8. We will never hit 8 billion. From here on down, it's going down. Because Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he wants to kill God's creation. Mm-hmm. So there was no COVID. What the doctors were doing in the United States They wouldn't treat you. You had flu or pneumonia or bacteria. They would let it fester. Allergies. Let it fester. And then, oh, let's give them some Remdesivir. This other antibiotic that might cause the fluid in the lungs. So let's give them the Remdesivir. And let's give it to President Trump, or say we give it to Trump so people can say and take it. Oh, we want that drug. Did you know that Trump took it? Or at least they said he took it. I don't think he took it. They just said he took it. And that Remdesivir, for some people, it'll put fluid in their lungs. So then they got fluid in the lungs. So then the doctors are saying, oh, it's COVID. The PCR test that the inventor said is not a test for diagnosing anyone with a disease, so it's a fake test. Says it's COVID. So the hospital makes more money by saying it's COVID, and then they intubate them, which is a 90% death rate. Our doctors were killing Americans. By the order of Fauci, that you could only treat COVID this way. Give them Remdesivir, a certain antibiotic, and then give them intubation and kill them. That's what Fauci did to America. He is a rat among rats. Satanic in nature. But yet, he's a puppet. And his puppet master is Arturo Sosa. And Arturo Sosa, puppet master, is Satan, the devil himself. So now that everybody, now that a lot of Americans, I don't know what the numbers are, 40 to 70% of Americans have taken the COVID death shot, now they're going to start getting really sick, and the hospitals are really going to fill up. But they're not getting sick from COVID. They're getting sick from the death shot, from that spike protein that's in all the body. Your immunity is going against it. So you could get cancer, autoimmune disease where you can't even fight off a cold, a stroke, lung problems, heart attack, it clogs also. So you might get amputated. So you get all these problems here, cancer and stuff like that from the death shot. So now America is starting to die. Those that took the death shot are going to start dying. Except for the at least that took a water shot. You know, they put water in the shot and then they take it. Oh, I took the COVID shot. No, they didn't. They took a water shot. Fauci took a water shot. So that's how they killed in America. So now people are really going to start getting sick. And you know, in 1918, how they passed the pandemic, the Spanish flu? It started in America with the vaccines. I forgot it was typhus fever, typhoid fever, or meningitis vaccine. They pushed the vaccine on the soldiers, got them sick, sent them to Europe. They got Europe sick. And then plus the army are in those trenches, winter, cold, outside, wet feet. They're going to get sick. So they started with American vaccines in 1918. And then they came back to America, and then they wore the mask, which gets you more sick because you don't have oxygen going to you. Pretty much what they're doing today. Now they gave everybody this vaccine. Can you imagine the illness that's going to be in America in 6 months? It's going to be a real illness.
I agree.
You better hope that whoever gave you that death shot felt sorry for you and put water in it. That's the only way. You can't, once you get vaxxed, it's going to be very hard to be unvaxxed. You know, there's theory about white pine needles, tea, sort of. But, I mean, once you get vaxxed, you can't get unvaxxed. So, before the shot, before the COVID vaccine, COVID was fake. Now, and the hospitals are empty.
You know, he has his point. The PCR tests, show that they're faulty, and they had them all calibrated up. And so, like, when I tested positive for COVID, was it actually COVID? They don't have this supposedly virus isolated. So, man, I just think it's time to kind of wake up to what's going on. And that's why I'm going to share some of these things. And I think that you just have to do your own research on DuckDuckGo. Don't take anything I'm saying for whatever or anybody else on the show. Go do your own research. These are some things that people send me or I find. Here's another one that someone sent me something.
keep saying that, right?
Yes.
Which means you want to stop the lockdowns. Are you of the same opinion?
I don't think I can answer that question.
Whether you want the lockdowns to stop or not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I have an opinion, but I actually can't really express them freely. I think maybe had you asked me that, you know, in another time, another place, I would have loved to have had a discussion here.
Is this an APRA issue, your regulator?
Yep.
But they don't want you talking about lockdowns?
Well, they have a position statement, and I carry it with me wherever I go because it's something that I need to do in my practice and or need to use in my practice. And the position statement is, can I read it to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because all I'm asking is whether he's saying end the lockdowns. Then I turn to you and say, Doctor, what do you think of these lockdowns? And you say, I can't speak.
Well, I suppose the logical conclude. So, you know, I spoke about the kids helpline data,
yeah,
and that, you know, it's in line with time in lockdown. So I suppose the logical argument from that is well, you know, end lockdowns.
Yeah.
But
you can't say that.
But I can't say that.
Because why?
Well, if you take that a step further, you know, it becomes, I can't really talk about that without talking about a whole host of other issues with lockdown, including injections, mask wearing, social distancing, mandates. And I'll read to you what the position statement is.
From who, APRA?
From APRA.
Okay,
so national boards expect all health practitioners to use their professional judgment and the best available evidence in practice. This includes when providing information to the public and public health issues such as COVID-19 vaccination. When advocating for community and population health, health practitioners must also use their expertise and influence to protect and advance the health and well-being of individuals, as well as the communities and broader populations. Any promotion of anti-vaccination statements or health advice which contradicts the best available scientific evidence or seeks to actively undermine the national immunisation campaign, including via social media, is not supported by national boards and may be in breach of the codes of conduct and subject to investigation and possible regulatory action.
So you can't say, in the middle of that statement there, you can't say anything that goes against the prescribed health advice from...
For COVID-19 and vaccination.
Yeah, but that line, that health advice is coming from a political place, it's coming from a government. It's not coming...
That's correct. So...
APRA is submitting itself to the line from wherever Liberal, Labor, Gladys, Dan Andrews.
That's where I'm
that's
at.
That's ridiculous.
That's where I'm at. That's where we're all at.
Says all doctors can't really speak out against lockdowns.
Yeah, well...
You can. So if I were to ask you both, what should we do from here? How do we fix this? You would say open the schools.
I think immediately, yes, we need to open the schools, like get the kids back in school as soon as possible.
And if I were to ask you, Dr. Bosso, what should we do? Are you even able to tell me?
Well, let's, you know, for all the things that I can't speak about, my recommendation is that we have open debate with the relevant scientists and health professionals involved.
Okay, so that is all what's going on in Australia, that the censorship is so deep and they can't even, they have just, the physicians that want to speak up just can't, they've just, you know, closed their mouths. And oh gosh, there is one other that my friend sent me, so I'm gonna play that one and then not this one. Not going to finish that one. I'm going to play this other one my friend sent me. She finds always good stuff. This is a TikTok. I don't have TikTok, so people send me the TikToks that are getting viral, and this one's pretty good. It's very short.
It's just a short shutdown. It's just 15 days to slow the spread. It's just social distancing. It's just 6 feet apart. It's just a temporary furlough. It's just working from home. It's just a few layoffs. It's just the non-essential. It's just temporarily closing your small business. It's just closing down your church. It's just cashless payments. It's just to protect yourself. It's just to protect others. It's just online learning for a semester. It's just online learning for two semesters. It's just mandatory so kids can go back to school. It's just virtual graduations. It's just one lonely Thanksgiving. It's just one lonely Christmas. It's just one lonely Easter. It's just one lonely birthday. It's just canceling one baby shower. It's just one wedding you'll have to miss. It's just not seeing your grandparents this year. It's just not being able to lay them to rest. It's just a piece of cloth. It's just a face shield. It's just something medical workers should wear. It's just one thing to cover your face. It's just two things to cover your face. It's just so you can get on an airplane. It's just something you have to wear all the time. It's just one stimulus check. It's just two stimulus checks. It's just three stimulus checks. It's just an eviction moratorium. It's just another $1 trillion of your tax money. It's just unemployment benefits. It's just so you can keep staying at home. It's just one injection. It's just two injections. It's just a few bad reactions. It's just a few side effects. It's just a booster. It's just updated guidance. It's just until we get the new variant under control. It's just a little card. It's just another mandate. It's just another lockdown. It's just a face scan. It's just a curfew. It's just a safety measure. It's just a microchip. It's just so everyone can prove they've gotten it. It's just door-to-door enforcement. It's just separating those who chose not to get it. It's just removing them from society altogether. It's just a fact check. It's just to fight fake news. It's just silencing those conservatives. It's just deplatforming the president. It's just deplatforming his supporters. It's just silencing those who question the narrative. It's just giving up a few of your freedoms. It's just so you can have a bank account. It's just so you can have a job. It's just so you can enter the store. It's just so you can provide for your family. It's just so we don't take your kids away from you. It's just so we can contact trace. It's just so we can track your movements. It's just so you can exist. It's just so we can get back to normal. It's just so we can get back to normal. It's just so we can get back to normal. Just stop. The word just has become the most dangerous word in history because they just wanted to see what you would tolerate. But the word just can also end this nightmare. Because if you just open your eyes, if you just realize where this is going, if you just refuse to comply, if you just refuse to conform, if you just refuse to submit, if you just stand up for your rights, mm-hmm. if you just organize and push back, mm-hmm. if you just stop patronizing those who despise you, if you just demand to be free, if you just realize your own power, if you just realize we have strength in numbers, if you just realize that we are the majority, their power will just disappear.
Dang, that was so good. That was so good. The word just, and then how you're being manipulated. And I think nowadays you can walk around, I guess, depending on where you're at and what state you're on and what country you're in, and you can see those that are sheep and those that are awoken because they're putting the things on their face or the ones that are not, or taking the jab and the other ones that aren't. And there was a video out, and I didn't want to play it. It was so harsh. I don't know if you wanted to hear it. And this woman says, she talks about, you know, getting the jab or not getting the jab. And she, her husband, who they're most in their 30s, decided, hey, before it gets mandate, I'm going to get the jab. And he had this severe headache, and they went to bed, and he's like, I just have a severe headache. And he tossed and turned. They went to bed and to sleep. She woke up to finding him dead. And then they won't believe it. They won't tell that the truth that it is because of the jab. I just wrote my version of the affidavit that I'm going to serve my employer, because I still need to work and or figure out a way to have income. And this is where I'm like being prayerful about, okay, God, what do you want me doing in this next couple of what's going ahead, you know? And I'm supposed to go to another state so I can be closer to my kid. And I like that I can still do my job, so to speak. But you know what? I'm independent on stuff. And I'm like, we need to become more independent and less of independent to the narrative that they're pushing on us. And I just thought, I don't know. I mean, I had a great discussion about the Bible, and I want to reach out to some people that are smarter than me about the Bible and have more intel about that. And but again, I can read the Bible, and people are bringing up Revelations and thinking this and thinking that and bringing up prophecy and this and that. We don't know. I just know that we've been slowly giving up. We're a frog in the pot and the water's getting turned up and I want to jump the hell out. And I have wanted to have this platform and I want to start teaching classes in person again. And I want to break the spirit of fear. And I want you to have guidance and managing and help and taking care of your health naturally and going back to nature and not back to pharmaceutical and big pharma. I'm trying to get that information so that I can put that out here about the evil behind big pharma. Not saying every drug is bad, not saying that you shouldn't be on medications, just saying the agenda behind it is. There is an article I do have, and things are just disappearing. You can't find the things that I have, so I'm keeping these printed ones. And the Nutritional Balance Introduction by Dr. Lawrence Wilson. This was written a long time ago. But nutritional balance is a philosophy of integrated system of healing in the body in a deep level. It is about a 45-year, or I would say even older, practice. And you think of Chinese medicine or Veda medicine that have been around longer than what we have right now, right? It uses its principles both in ancient and modern healing arts. It's an art to healing. It's an art to managing and taking care of one's vitality and one's body. It employs modern theories such as stress and the theory of disease, metabolism and typing, cybernetics, holographic, fractional math, chaotic theory, biological transmission of elements, other physiological and engineering concepts. They're all part of that within the Western medicine of philosophy and biology, chemistry. But what has God intended us to be and take care of our body? What if we've strayed so far from that because of fast food, fast that, additives in this, additives in that, way too much sugar in this, way too much sugar in that. And we work on our own health and work on your own family's health, getting closer and back to nature. What if with that? What if we just make simple steps to heal our mind, heal our body in a natural approach? So I will go more into that. This is going to be a short episode about those things. And I'm looking to have a friend try out and have a co-host with me. Tell me what you think. I've just grown listeners all over the U.S. I've grown listeners all over the world, especially in the U.K. So I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get your comments. I just opened a Proton Mail, Holistic Travel Nurse Proton Mail, so it's more secure. So people can reach out that way. I do have my website and people can comment on my website too. I hope they want to support the cause and support everything I'm doing. I'm looking forward to getting my house together and my things together in the next few weeks, figuring out how to teach classes and figuring out how to help as many people as possible. That's my heart. Understand that you have the power to do things naturally with your health and give you some eye-opening things to do. Open your eyes to what's going on in the world and what you can also do in empowering you to make some steps with your health and make your steps with in your own community in taking back your freedom and your power and what you're allowed to do in your area. I mean, do you know this will never reach the people that are true communism in China? They're not even allowed that. Do you understand the true communism and how bad it is? I want to prevent the U.S. from going that far. And I don't think some people are eyes open to what's going on. Others, people's aren't. And so I just want to help you. I just want to help you. I just want to help you. And you're hearing the word safety, help, just this, six. And we have got to make a stop to this. I do think we need to be preppers and we need to come together. And I want to have my own little community of people who want to come together and be a broad resource and help to those around them. If you want to be part of that, that's when you really reach out to me. I look forward to chatting with you. Good day.